Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Anna, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just turned 20, so this is going to be a crazy show. Joined today by four of my friends. Yay! Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Wait, hello. Your mics aren't on. Awkward. Okay, say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, say your names. Like,
I'm Chalia.
Really?
I'm
Ethan.
I'm Abby.
I'm
Tamia.
Yay! Okay, so first song we have queued up today is XS by Rina Sawayama. Oh my god, I mispronounced that, but it's okay. Enjoy. Wait, my bad, technical difficulties.
Selfish, say I'm neither. Would you believe her? Give me just a little bit.
Alright, so that was XS by Rina Sawayama. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that song was longer, so my apologies. Thought I'd come on here and like talk about, I don't know, like 19 things I learned as a 19-year-old. I like actually didn't prepare anything. Sorry, can't curse on here. Definitely like not overthinking. That's something I learned a lot this year. Like I just overthought everything and then it got serious. that's one piece of advice I would give as a newly 20-year-old. Stop, like don't overthink. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Now you just need 18 more things.
just this stand by while I like come out with 18 more things.
For each song?
I don't think we have enough time.
I was gonna say, this is like those TikToks where it's like, things I wish I knew as a 20-year-old that I know now that I'm 30. Like, do you ever see those? No? Okay.
I've seen those.
Okay, like that's what this is giving.
I feel like I needed a script for that. Like a little bit more preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually gonna play a song while I like prepare what I'm gonna say next.
Oh, play?
No, I'm gonna play your song.
But I was gonna say a different song than what I put.
Oh.
No, play it though. Like.
This is "You Could Tell" by Yeet, requested by Chalia. Enjoy.
I did two songs.
You did two songs.
One's like more your vibe.
Okay. Well, first is Yeet. Enjoy.
City or plate, we get to the top with dogs. You be the blessed of that shit in they face. You can tell them little boys a disgrace. Yeah, you can tell that we been in first place. Hey, you can tell that I'm going to the top. Who hill that I look to, the hill that I chase.
I'm just riding in this hunger, bitch. I know the shit. You don't know how to fucking feel to be this fucking rich. Yeah, I just popped the X pill and have my body glitch. Yeah, I thought everybody stay the same. Everybody fucking switch. Yeah,
had to take a break from X, bitch. I could feel it in my chest. Bitch, I need a Percocet before I start to get upset. We get riding, we go crazy, we gon' turn up for the check. Had to go and put some diamonds on my neck so they show me some respect.
Yeah, I said fuck your mercy, bitch. I'm in a lamb truck. Yeah, Michael Rush and pull out the G and leave. For fun. We be shitting on them all day, we do it for fun. They said that they went and touched the moon, I touched the sun.
I'm gonna get that tongue and that money, bitch, at that bag and I went and just ran it up. I know me saving my money, I spend it out there, bitch, I made it out back here. That was the daddy gon' put up on me, she gon' go up on my dick like a motherfucking 7-Eleven car. I can keep going for that, but I just gotta chill, just so they think that they close us. Yeah, turn shit up, they ain't not close us. With some real rock stars, it's a pill pop all of them. I got beef with my kidney, he said that we got a problem. Yeah, he must have thought that we was kidding, my Tootsie put up and just popped him. Man, I don't feel the sun all night at all. I'm inside my home, I'm turning up, but I'm not alone. I just get the corn, mix it up, then slice it on. My bitch gon' pull up on me, leave my bones, she bought it low.
Man, we rich like this feel great. Hell, we get like shit on our plate. We get to the top with dogs. You be the blessed of that shit in they face. You can tell them little boys a disgrace. Yeah, you can tell that we been in first place. Hey, you can tell that I'm going to the top. Who hill that I look to, the hill that I chase.
I'm just riding in this hunger, bitch. I know the shit. You don't know how to fucking feel to be this fucking rich. Yeah, I just popped the X pill and have my body glitch. Yeah, I thought everybody stay the same. Everybody fucking switch.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm
the end to take the drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough.
When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm fully focused, man, my money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty say she feelin' my style, she feelin' my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. Bottle full of bug, look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the take the drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the take the drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let them hate them, watch the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. They know where we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the head, so we in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the head, so we in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. G-Unit.
Okay, 50 Cent, like... yeah, that was a little birthday song for me, a little celebration for myself. Yeah, I've decided not to do 19 things I've learned at 19 because... My bad, guys. 19 things I've learned at 19 because it's just, it's too much. We don't have time for 19 things. So instead, I'm gonna read my horoscope for today. So, today we encourage yourself to dive into the spectrum of your emotions. A part of you might dismiss your feelings because you're more concerned about how others are doing or even what they are thinking about you, but you need to be aware of the deeper layers of your identity to live your life authentically. That's crazy. I think... Wait, I gotta reread that. I don't know. Do you guys feel like... I really don't know what to say to that, but it's my daily vibe, so.
Sorry, but no, I'm thinking so hard.
No.
I don't know. I mean, with, like, birthdays, like, each year you're entering a new perfection year, which right. means, like, a certain area of your life is going to be highlighted. And which, it's, like, interesting, though. It's, like, I think this is your ninth house perfection year, which is, like, very, like, relevant because, like, you're in college and, like, education expansion. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. Okay. So it's good that you're here.
No, for real. Yeah, I'm feeling very ninth house right now. I low-key need to get you on here more because you know more about astrology than me.
Yeah. Wait, it's I'm like, looking at your chart, like, see if you have, like, what placements are in your ninth house.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, didn't we? Oh, no, that's. Sorry, I lied.
No, we did talk about this recently.
No, we did, but I realized, I was going to say, oh, your Venus is in the ninth house, but it's not. It's in your 10th
house. I wish
house.
It was in the ninth house.
But, like, 10th house is, like, valid, though, because, like, I think, like, Kim K has that, like,
I'm,
I don't know.
I'm literally Kim Kardashian.
I think there's some, it's, like, sleeping your way to the top, which I think is respectable, but some people don't, I don't know, but, yeah. It can be the energy. It doesn't have to be.
Let girls be girls.
Or you're just, like, known for, like, very Venus-related things like beauty, relationships.
Okay, like, nice. Beauty, I'll take that.
Creativity.
Hit up Chalia for your own horoscope consultations. Yes. Anything to add?
Yeah, the pattern was saying how, like, your year of rest and relaxation is basically over now.
Oh my god, yeah.
So that aligns, like, with your birthday well.
You're right. Yeah, for those of you who don't know what my year of rest and relaxation is, just, like, this girl that goes into, like, a year-long depression.
Well, I think the pill addiction is pretty relevant.
No, true, too.
Yeah.
I don't have that, guys. But,
I
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, crazy things happen in the mods, like, I don't know.
Yeah, WMFO does not condone drug use, but, yeah, I don't know. It's a good year. It's a great year. New horizons.
You should tell them your big six.
So my big six.
Twins.
Oh yeah. If anyone cares, I don't know if this will be, like, relevant to my listeners, but it's.
I'm sure it is.
I care.
Yeah, you're listening, so it's relevant. Libra Sun, Capricorn Moon, Capricorn Rising, Libra Venus, Virgo Mercury. Pisces Mars, which is, like, all over the place, to be honest, but, you know, you guys know too much about me.
Now your social security number.
Yeah, so my social security. You got anything to add?
I'm still 19. I don't know if I have.
Yeah, no. I'm the oldest one here. It's crazy.
If you ask me in, like, 2 weeks approximately, I'll have something to add. But
happy early birthday, Abby.
And happy belated Charlie.
And happy belated birthday, Charlie.
It's Libra season.
It is. I've been so indecisive recently, and I know it's because it's, like, I'm a Libra and it's Libra season, so, like, and it was just so annoying because, like, all the decisions about housing, like, have to be made now, and then they're like, make a decision. I'm like, I literally cannot. Like, I won't. No, like, I will not.
That's crazy that I have to, like, sign a lease.
Yeah.
I'm a little girl.
Like. No, literally, because I have to sign it by, like, tomorrow morning, and I'm like,
oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's serious?
It's, like, serious. And it's, like, far. But, like, it's a cute, it's not far. It's, like, by, like, Powder House.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah, and it's, like, good. It's, like, if you're, like, near, like, if you, like, do a lot of stuff in, like, SEC. Like, but I don't really go to SEC ever. And I don't do anything in Adic Man, so.
Yeah, you're gonna get those steps in.
But, yeah, no, that's how I'm, like,
coping. But you're an econ major, so econ happens in JCC all the time.
I mean, when is that gonna start happening for me, though? Because literally my stats class is in Jackson Gym Basement.
Oh.
And then, oh, no, sorry, that's Micro. And then stats is in Breaker. The fuck? The frick? Literally, what the heck? And then, yeah, then my poetry class is in 574 Boston Avenue.
Wow.
So, yeah, it really sucks. You'd think
that they'd be
in center.
But
they have me in the worst locations known to Tufts University.
Yeah. I can't relate. On Mondays and Wednesdays, all my classes are in Breaker, which kind of sucks, but at least it's consistent. Anyway, new song, because I really don't know what to talk about, but we've gotten over that initial anxiety, I think. So this one was requested by Edgar, shout out Edgar, I think you're listening. Yeah, this is La Chica del Bikini Azul by Luis Miguel. Enjoy! Wait, I have to pause. Technical difficulties again. Enjoy.
Solo y triste bajo el sol, en la playa busco amor de día, baby, un lugar. Gentes van con la sal, en luz y sal y nieve. El calor sube y más. De pronto flash, la chica del bikini azul. Oh,
verdad. Mi cabeza va a estallar, ya no sé si estoy bien o estoy mal.
Na na na.
Okay, Talking Heads, what y'all think? Okay, sorry, I keep forgetting to turn the mics on. Yeah, Talking Heads, love that. So it's time for us to read a PSA. Remember, this is an educational radio, so. PSA read by Aoife Antalya.
Doorknobs.
Restrooms.
Telephones.
Keyboards.
Other people.
What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass common... Wait. Long germs. Germs that could lead to cold and flu.
Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First.
This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Yay! So we're gonna read a story, from Reddit, and then we're gonna give our thoughts on it.
The title of this story is, Am I a Really Bad Guy for Telling My Sister She Shouldn't Come to My Wedding If She Refuses to Wear a Bridesmaid Dress? Hi, I'm planning a lovely bridesmaid entourage for my wedding consisting of my beautiful sister and cousins. We are all on very good terms. Today, I told my sister I thought of navy blue dresses for bridesmaids. I sent her a couple of pics very enthusiastically. I thought it's elegant. Matches with the suits, gives a nice pop to white and wedding dress on pics. The response from my sis was instant. You can't be serious. I won't wear that. Everyone will hate that. Or is that... Is it that you want us to look... like... poop? I heard there are weddings where brides want to make bridesmaids look intentionally bad. Is that your plan? She said her, quote, color type is autumn, and that navy looks the worst on that complexion. My cousins, she said, are also autumn, and I will make them look worse too. After my heart sank, I started looking for alternative colors on this season's color wheel thing. I sent her a couple of alternative suggestions. Different deep blues. She replied that she doesn't want to be a bridesmaid, she doesn't want to be my bridesmaid, but wants to be pretty. She would attend all getting ready with the girls, but won't wear the matching dress. I read this happen at bridal parties. There's usually one difficult person. The suggestion is to ask them to step down as a bridesmaid. For me, it obviously doesn't come to that as my sis stepped down without discussion. Her POV is that I should care for people feeling good at my wedding, and I don't have much empathy. I cried for a bit, then told my sister, honestly, that after this, I will have a sad and angry feeling every time I look at her at the wedding, in her pretty dress, being satisfied with herself at my expense. And maybe it's the best that I'm not there. Am I bad for this?
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
Not going to your sister's wedding because you don't like the color palette is ridiculous.
I say disown your sister, carry on with the wedding, never talk to her again.
And then get her cut out of the book.
Oh.
Cut her out.
Cut her out.
Succession.
Whoa.
I've like never seen that, but I feel like I still
please.
Know like everything that
you happens. I feel like you'd really love it. Like like literally I got so into it when I was watching it. Like I don't know.
I saw like a clip where like Roman sends like a picture of something inappropriate to his dad on accident and the dad's like, "Are you a sicko?"
Oh my god.
When you watch the show, it's, like, not actually funny at all, but the clip that, like, made me watch the show was, like, Roman, like, talking about how excited he was for his, like, project or whatever, and then, like, he goes into the bathroom to, like, watch the launch or whatever of, like, a rocket ship, and then it explodes, and then he just, like, puts his phone back in his pocket and, like, goes back out into the party. But, like, the way the clip was on TikTok was really funny to me. I don't know why. But in the show, it's, like, actually kind of sad. It's, like, when, like, the first time when you're, like, okay, these people, like, actually suck. Like you know that when you're starting to watch it. But it's, like, damn. Like, you really suck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The only, like, things I know about Succession is, like, the TikToks with, like, the video
the
playing next to the slime.
Oh.
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, that's how I watch shows in this in this day and age. Like, that's how we... That's pop culture for you. Maybe if they put, like, a slime video next to, like, my homework, I'd be able to, like, do it.
My roommate plays with, like, Play-Doh sometimes. And
we should all be, like, your roommate.
No, because I swear, she lays on the floor and plays with Play-Doh. I love it. I'm just like, girl, you're living the dream.
Like, we should all get Play-Doh.
No, I almost bought some.
On your hands, though. That's why slime's better.
Yeah, I do prefer slime. I had a slime account. Brooklyn Slimers.
Oh my god. It's called, like, Slimy
Royals. Oh my god. Okay, but there's this girl. I was so proud of my, like, slime account. And then, like, when I got to high school, this girl, like, had, like, a good one that had, like, a million, like, a lot of followers. And it was just, like, really embarrassing. So I was like...
Oh, that was, like, hurtful. Because, like, it felt like a competition.
Yeah.
But, like, did you ever try to make those, like, no borax, no activator slime tutorials? Like,
no.
Like, you'd mix, like, shampoo, conditioner, some flour, and, like, with some, like, hopes and prayers, it would form into something, but it never worked.
That literally never worked for me.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you guys lying?
And then I just have, like, a goopy pile of, like, soap.
I learned how to make those from 5-Minute Crafts. I love 5-Minute Crafts. Sorry, hot take.
Yeah,
they low-key
hot take.
Eat. They low-key eat. The hot glue gun hacks? Who comes up with that? Points for creativity, not for function.
I mean...
Have you ever made those hot glue sandals?
I wish.
Them, like, they just seem so satisfying to step on.
They're like, they look so convenient.
Sandals?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
you
like,
have to like outline it in the hot glue and then
no I can imagine
I mean they would be functional but
I feel
you
like
would be turning heads
with enough layers you could definitely be functional
exactly
like they could just be just as like functional as like Burks.
I'm just saying like we could start a new wave of fashion from 5-Minute Crafts
like true sustainability use whatever you have
literally. What'd you say?
There is not enough hot glue in the world to do all of those 5-Minute Crafts. They use hot glue for everything.
No, you're right.
But
you're
if there
right.
was like a if there's like a market for it, I feel like
the hot glue market.
If there was a market for it, the demand would increase and then the supply
enough. No more of that, please.
Yeah. Just had to put it out there.
You're right. I mean,
I think I just got that wrong though. So yeah, never mind.
We're just all going to ignore it. And then we're going to play another song. Yay, radio.
Yay.
Yay.
But if you played, like, drill music. Like, no one does that on WFO, do they? Like
drill music?
Yeah.
Do you have a request? I can go ahead and play it. Off the top of your head, what's a drill song?
No Snitching by Dusty Lokane.
Oh, you had that on a lot.
But that's, like, a random one. Like... That's like, I don't really listen to that one, actually.
Okay, no snitching.
Oh, wait, no. PSA by K-Flock.
My bad. Okay, ready? This is PSA. Oh!
Girl! Girl. Right now.
Actually, this is PSA by Chalia Holder. Okay, PSA by K-Flog. Enjoy.
We're so good.
Big DOA, nigga. Ka, 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 ka. Like, grr, ka, ka, ka. Ka, ka, ka. Hey. Fuck the diss, I'ma act the fuck up. Everything dead, I ain't dabbing them up. Feel the way you get clapped the fuck up. Don't do the rock on me, act in my cup. Try to talk, got a beat on the scope, that's tough. Like, he ain't going nowhere, I'm showing wherever he run. I'm a GVG baby, so bitch, I'ma click till it's done. And I love what you beat me, if you run, I'ma turn him to run. Outside, no security, bitches, it's me and my gun. I'm the king of New York and I'm still outside making them run. Cut out in the Cardi, oh, she jacking my bob in the hobby. I like my bitch gangsta, I don't like them Barbie. They get active like Ricky and Marty. Tap your head, nigga Rock got clapped, now he in the Molly. Nigga dead, and I'm tough on myself, no, I don't need an army. Big DOA, nigga. See the line, so I'm packing the bitch. Feeling the pressure, I'm blasting the shit. V210, I'm whacking the whip. He shot it up, but I'm faster with it. It get nasty. Now he coughing on blood, so just that I get active with it. Fuck the diss, I'ma act the fuck up. Everything dead, I ain't tapping them up. Feel the way you get clapped the fuck up. Don't do some rock on me, act in my cup. Try to talk, got a beat on the scope, that's tough. Like, he ain't going nowhere. I'm showing wherever he run. Where you going? I'm a GBG baby, so bitch, I'ma click till it's done. And I love what you beat me. If you run, I'ma turn him to run. Outside, no security, bitches, it's me and my gun. I'm the king of New York, and I'm still outside making them run.
We're I always wanted to do one of these type shits. I had a yellow girl, call her Dandelion. She be penniless, so no penny line. She from Campbellton, off the county line. Steady hands, never let her count the bands though. She fucked me, try and pluck a couple bucks like a banjo. Had a girl who was an artist, she could draw, her name Tracy. She always out the line, making Mona Lisa faces. And we argue all the time, but we fuck like we crazy. She said her favorite thing is face painting. I used to have this white shorty always hanging with the black folk. She used to bump black thought, I saw her using black soap. That's a whack thought, and wanna kick her to the curb until she asked me, can she say the N-word?
Hey, can I say some nigga around you?
I knew a girl from Jersey, used to love Donny Hathaway. And she was from Piscataway. Her brother pulled a gun on me, she told him put the gat away. I was tapping that ass, I'll never forget the Saturday. But it don't even matter like D'Angelo and Low Hill. I had a country girl from Alabama down in Mobile. At that time, she had more bills than me, and she, her, had no time to chill with me. I still miss her, I wonder where could she be. Hand me the funso leaf.
Hey damn bro, I don't think we got no more.
Alright, let's go to the store.
Alright nigga, shit, we driving your shit.
You driving?
Young nigga, you don't know nothing about no bitches. Listen. Now as we smoke and ride and reminisce, I'm thinking back to a time when I was young and dumb with single nigga privileges. I had a chick, her name was Lorraine, did anything for me. On the day she get her hair done, walk in the rain for me. Picked Sharika up and stole the car, she wasn't ashamed of me. Trapping hard, step on the floor and never complained to me. My baby went in the stores and did her thing for me. Even ran for police and got it back on the train for me. Lame to me, half of these bitches, laugh at these bitches to the point you go on IG and you can rap for these bitches. Not to say I wouldn't tackle these bitches given the chance. If it happened, it was destiny. Shit was out of my hands, I'm saying. Man, they say karma is constant. That means it's a consistent cycle of good and bad coming and going from every source of life existing on earth. So if I fucked a bitch real good back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking like real good, and like made her feel, you know, like the woman that made her into the woman that she is right now, then I'd expect somebody should be coming to fuck me real good any day now. I mean, it's karma, right? Shit.
Welcome back. That was a long pause that we just took. The last two songs were PSA by K-Flock. Hope you all enjoyed that. It was a lot. And then a little bit chiller, Back on 74 by Jungle, and Ladies, Ladies, Ladies by Dreamville. Requested by my lovely roommate, Tamia, who is going to read another PSA.
Thanks for listening, guys. This is really, really important. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adults, recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. That's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times. Most dangerously, when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time in driving.
It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver.
Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill people or other people with the sake of your driving. This has been a public service announcement message from WFFO in Medford, US Educational Radio.
Thank you for that speed read. And I think that was especially pertinent to everyone in this age.
Yeah, you really couldn't speed read like that if you were consuming marijuana.
Exactly. Take that into account.
Yeah. If you want to be able to speed read like those stories on TikTok, do not consume marijuana.
Please.
Ever.
It's like actually like so gross too anyways. Mm-hmm.
What is a weed?
Yeah, for real.
Like dandelions are weeds.
Like, actually, they are.
I have dandelion tea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Like yummy? Like no. It's like good for you. Actually, no. It has like an earthy like. Green taste.
Okay.
That doesn't sound that good.
Okay, if you like, if you add honey to anything, it's like fine.
Do you know what it does for you?
It helps with like liver detox, which helps with your skin.
So, okay.
Yeah, I feel like collagen liver
right.
detox. For some reason, go hand in hand. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, you heard it here. Dandelion tea for liver detox. Mullein tea for your lungs, especially if you are one of the people that partake in the actions that's described in the PSA.
Hibiscus tea is good for your heart, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for sure. lemon ginger tea for your stomach.
Yes,
cheers. Everything.
Yeah. So basically, drink tea. If you feel sick, drink tea.
Don't go to the doctor.
No, actually, I don't know if I can say that on air.
Yeah, just kidding. Don't.
Just
consult.
If
you feel like partaking in any activity that may not be educational, you should drink tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also do consult a medical professional if tea doesn't solve all your issues.
Yeah.
Shocked if it doesn't, though. Like, tea has superpowers.
Literally, my on my tea it says, because it's like the Tulsi holy basil tea in like multiple different flavors, and mine is rose,
mm-hmm.
and like it's like lavender, lavender calming. Mine's like rose magical. Like I don't know. Like that's one of the benefits.
Rose magical.
Yeah, and I'm
that's
like
crazy.
Maybe it's just like a little crazy and magical, but
rose and magical, love that. Yeah. We have another song. This is Fall Vibes. I try to make this like show playlist more Fall Vibes, but unfortunately, I mean fortunately actually,
yeah.
I'm lying. Sorry. fortunately, it did not go that way. But this one is Fall Vibes. This is Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty. So, enjoy.
Oh, pour me another drink and punch me in the face. You can call me Nancy. Every man wears a symbol, and I know I have mine. I've got my right hand stamped in the concentration camp where my organs scream, slow down, man. Just a couple states below. Thank you.
I can fend for myself with what looks I have left. I'll put away a few, and pretty soon I'll be breaking things like I would you. Just a couple states below.
End of our show for tonight, unfortunately. So once again, this is Anna. You're listening to Anarchy on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I was joined today by
Chalia, Ife,
Abby,
and Tamia.
We hope you enjoyed, and tune in again every other Tuesday from 12 to 1 if you want to listen again. I promise it'll be less all over the place, but yeah. Have a great night, everyone.
Happy birthday, Anna.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
They close out with Indupa by...